Welcome, welcome, welcome to the best in online radio, the Six Eyes Radio Network for August 19th, 2023. I'm Six Eyes with ATL, the crew. You're enjoying kicking it with Six Eyes. ATL and the crew, the Six Eyes Radio Network. How's everybody doing?
Man, doing
great.
Doing
great. There, Six.
Doing great.
Okay.
Doing great.
There y'all go. There y'all go. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Great day today. Laid a good friend to rest. Tony Brookins. Good friend. So just want to send out continued prayers for her family, her daughters, her nieces, her sisters, her brothers who are still left, and her grandkids. Great lady. Was a staple on the Six Eyes Gospel Show. If you've been calling in for years, you've definitely heard her because she was there, a good friend of mine. So we just want to send out condolences to her and glad had the pleasure of knowing her, Miss Tony Brookins. Great, great person. And she definitely loved all types of music. So, yeah, so had a good day today. Hope everybody else had a great day. And two thumbs up for me and four thumbs up for Trumpet.
Amen. I've got two thumbs up, and I'm doing great.
All right, and that's four paws. Four paws for Trumpet. All right, great, great, great. Who else we have with us?
Me, it's Ruth here, and I'm going to have my thumbs up and my toes, so I'm doing cool.
All right. All right, great, great, great. First off, before we start, we want to send out our condolences to the victims of Maui's 114 victims lost. So we want to send out prayers to the families going through a difficult time of losing their loved ones. So our thoughts and prayers goes out to the families of Maui from the Six Eyes Radio Network, also the survivors, because it's going to take years and years to rebuild, years and years to rebuild. So we just want to send out continued prayers of strength to the Maui. Also, as the kids go back to school, there are shortages of bus drivers. So if you are a bus driver and you live in the Ohio area, they are hiring. So you can, make sure the kids get to school safely and wheels on the bus go round and round. Because right now they're at a standstill because there's nobody to drive the bus. And there was a lady who had a meltdown, Jackie, because the kids were so disruptive. And she basically went viral with the video of her frustration. So they're definitely looking for bus drivers. So if you are interested, Ohio is hiring. Just call the transportation services and see if you'll be a fit to be a bus driver. Yeah. And wishing everybody that go back to school the best from the Six Eyes Radio Network as school starts back. Yeah. And if you missed it, it was a good show on Friday about returning back to school. So, yeah. All right. With that, I'm complete. Now I'm going to pass the mic.
Well, it's DTL and Styles. Now, my thumbs and my feelings right now, I feel great. My mental is great, but y'all might think my mental is gone because, man, this Maui situation, woo! Y'all ever heard of HARP, right? I'm going there. Could we be playing around with stuff we don't understand? You hear me? Boy, everybody went quiet when I said that. Okay. I go there. Let's go ahead and go there. Breathe in and breathe out. I was looking at a photo for the Maui situation, and I swear to God, it seemed like there was a beam that was shot down that started that fire. Anybody there?
Oh, you know, it's interesting, man. It just goes to show you. Because today today at Tony Trinero, I said today at Tony Trinero, it was some people talking, and they had just got back from Maui like a week before this happened. So, you know, that could have very well been them. And, you know, Hawaii is a beautiful place, but they do have those situations, and that's been the problem of going there. A lot of tourists are scared to go over there, you know, because of those fires and volcanoes eruptions.
Right.
You know,
but this one here was
because say it again.
I said this is weird here. I mean, I'm looking at a photo right now as we speak of a laser coming out of the sky, hitting down with a bomb.
See, with that ATL, see, a lot of that stuff is probably Photoshopped. A lot of people are probably being insensitive because it's you know how the memes go around. And there's a, you know, and it's too early. I mean, it's very insensitive.
Yeah, it is too early.
You,
it is too early.
If that was you or any of your family, you know, you wouldn't want nobody, you know. So they got this meme of a burnt pizza going around, and it says a Maui pizza, Hawaiian pizza. Come on, man. That's just distasteful right there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and like I said, those people that was at, okay, we both can't talk at the same time. So, you know, even that, you know, people at that funeral, like I said, had they went, you know, they went a week earlier, you know, before the tragedy, you know, that could have been them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we just wanted to say continued prayers, you know, for Maui from the 6000 Radio Network because it's rough, man. Definitely.
Definitely. Yes, sir. Well, I was just agreeing to everything you were saying. It's too early. So you want to play some music right now, Dee? Do you want to go to a commercial break and get some music going right quick?
Yes, it's happening.
Oh, good afternoon.
Everyone, good evening. This is Evangelist Clayton. I don't know, did we lose Mr. Six or something?
Yeah. Well, speaking of that Maui thing, if that was a volcano and they took that shot looking like a laser thing, that could have been a piece of hot lava falling from the sky, and it would have looked like a laser, too. So anybody can make anything of anything. So,
yeah. This is Evangelist Clayton. May I don't know if Mr. Six was talking, but he somehow his phone faded out or something. I'm not sure. And I definitely don't want to talk over anybody.
Well, looks like you got the floor, sister.
Amen. Praise God. You know, I say the same thing, missionary. Well, for game, I say the same thing that you said. You know, assumption and stuff, you know, and taking away an end too. You know, the pain of those that have lost their loved one, and the pain of those that still agony and trying to locate their loved one. You know, there was a gentleman that I seen, also that I heard, let me correct that I heard, that he was helping those that was in the fight, and he was helping. He was being a great help, but in his helping experience, in his helping and helping and giving his time, you know, he found his own son. He found his own son under the rubbles, and then there was one that was looking, you know, wasn't thinking about his own, but then he heard his son's voice that said, "Daddy, Daddy," and he said, "Son," you know, because he was so distraught, and he was just so excited because his son called his name, and he just hugged him, and, you know, give God the praise. The first thing they said, "Lord, thank you," he just went to crying out saying, "Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus." You know, and And some can't say that because many are finding their loved ones under rubble, you know, finding them burned to death. Not only Mali, but you look at Canada, it's going through now, and there's another state that's going through now. You know, just so much that's going on, you know, until we just have to see it for what it is. You know, our hearts has to go out for the pain of shedding of those, because it could have been ours, could have been one of ours, could have been us, you know, could have been where you're at, you know, just for the pain, just to see our country in such a grieving pain. That hurts us as a mother, as a father, as a sister, as a brother, as a missionary, as a pastor, as a deacon. That hurts us. Workmen in the kingdom of God, even children that's unknown, that don't know. You don't know them, but your heart goes out. Your heart and your pain goes out and your prayers goes out. You know, and we can't, I mean, we so quickly to jump the gun and stuff, but then looking at the pain of the experience of others that are going through, our shepherd going through pain. My heart and my prayers, amen, reach beyond what they're even feeling, what they're even feeling, because we feel it too, and we are not exempt. Wherever we're at, whatever state we're at, we are not exempt. There's so much going on, and we're not exempt. I'm completed.
All right, 6 ATL, y'all taking a coffee break?
I don't know. It's Friday, Joy.
Not, I mean, it's more than just myself and ATL. That's why it's called the crew.
You didn't hear what I just
Hello,
said.
Hello, Clayton. How are you?
Hi there. How are you?
I'm blessed. Thanks for asking.
Yes, sir. Did you hear me? I didn't know if you had heard me or not.
When you were, I heard a little bit. You were saying it could have been us. Okay. You got to be thankful. I heard you mention Canada.
Mm-hmm.
I was actually walking when you were talking.
Mm-hmm. You know, I was saying that you know, our hearts, you know, our hearts and our pain, the pain of seeing. Seeing people go through distress and agony and pain and hurt and finding their loved ones. You know, I was saying that the Father was helping those that was in the fire, you know, and he was lending his hand of helping this gentleman. And, you know, and in the mix of it all, he ran up on his son called out his name, Dad, and
mm-hmm.
and he was just so astonished, because he said, son, you know, and he just went to praising the Lord and telling the Lord, thank you. He just cried.
Amen.
They both just crying and crying and crying. But he
Amen.
Thanked the Lord, you know, and that in itself was so worthwhile. But then in
yes,
the mix
yes.
of them, they're looking and stuff, and then, you know, you run it up on those that you know under the rubble that is burned to death and stuff, you
yes.
know. And that in itself, it could have been us. It can be us. We're not exempt because we're in,
right.
in Ohio, Georgia, Florida, Alabama, wherever that we're at, we are not exempt. And to make conical remarks, you know, to we don't know
yes.
you know, things are happening and we don't know, being carnal minded, you know, we really got to stop because we are not exempt. You those people that land in their beds
yeah.
sleep, you know, they have lost
yeah.
everything. Everything, they have lost everything, no place to lay, amen, and they land on carts in this place and that place. You had a home, you had this and you had that, but now it's all gone, and you don't have, some of your family members are burned up to death, burned up
mm-hmm.
children, you know. So
yes,
we can't take this thing as lightness and find a reason. We got to find a reason to come together and be a helper to one another and not be against one another and finding morals and gestures of things. We got to know how to come together. Those are our sisters and our brothers. Could have been one of ours. Could have been one of ours. And I heard you say that the homegoing services that you attended today, they had went there. It could have been them.
Mm-hmm.
Could have been
those. Yes, ma'am. They went a week prior to this tragedy.
Yes. Yes. You know, and it could have been them. You know, you all could have been, Lord, have mercy, Jesus. You know, we have to put God first beyond anything else. You know, these other things, amen, that mankind, we got to know that these lives matter. People's lives matter. All these people that have lost what they have matters. It matters to the whole country as a whole. And we ought to be a helping hand instead of being a knife to twist into something
mm-hmm.
that we mm-hmm. don't know. We don't know the unknown. Loving and caring for all of God's people, no matter who they are and where they're at. And I said, look at Canada. Look at where Canada at now, you know.
Yeah.
The burning going on in Canada. Look at, I mean, there's so much. So
yeah, that air quality is coming over this way. That air quality
something?
Is
exactly.
coming over this way. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Exactly. So, you know, we don't know. You could be laying in your bed tonight. Tragedy hits.
Mm-hmm.
Where you going to run? They had no place to run. Couldn't get away. Couldn't run away. You know.
And it just makes you not complain. When you get ready to want to complain, don't complain.
Yes, don't complain.
You know.
Don't complain. Yes.
You know.
Pray.
If you were able to walk out the graveyard, you're blessed. If you were able to have an MI passion, you weren't in it, you're blessed. If you were able to be in the hospital, not be in a room, you're blessed.
Thank you.
You know,
God.
I could keep going. You know.
Yeah.
And it's just we just got to be thankful. We got to be thankful for each minute, each second, each hour.
Thank you, God. That's right.
Because a lot of people today was yesterday.
That's right.
Yeah, you mm-hmm. ran into Tony. You've met Tony before on the air because she said, I love the way you preach. That
yes.
time when you preached,
yes.
that was certainly
yes.
you spoke with her.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, she passed
yes.
she passed August.
Said
she
that,
passed
that
August
when you said that a little while ago, I'm like, oh my God, can that be her? Can that be when you just said it and now you just confirmed it? Oh my
mm-hmm.
God.
Yeah. And I don't understand why they would send her home with two blood clots in her arm, one in her leg. They sent her home. I said, Tony, I said, you got to go back. I said, I've never known them to send nobody home like
mm-hmm.
that.
That's right.
And the next time I talked to her, she said her and her daughter was in the car on the way
mm-hmm.
to the hospital because she couldn't drive. And
right.
I talked to her on August 1st. I talked to her.
Mm-hmm.
Because I got a call from her daughter because I've been trying to call and see how she was doing,
right.
And I got a she called, but I thought it was her, but it was her daughter. She said, "Hey, this is Janice, and I'm here with mom. She's in intensive care. She's getting better. And I talked to her for a little while, and she gave me the number to the hospital. I called the hospital again." Later on
mm-hmm.
to check on her, and she said, "Well, we're busy right now with her. We'll have her call you back." I said, "Okay." So that was the first. I called the second, and they tell me she passed on the third.
My Lord.
And She just would have turned 61 this past August 14th.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She just recently had a birthday. She just recently on the 14th.
Yeah, yeah.
That was Monday.
We just got to be thankful. We got to be thankful.
Yes. Yes. Yes, Lord.
So do we have a thumbs up for you? Because I didn't get a chance to ask you. Your mental is thumbs up?
Thumbs up. Amen. I have my toes, my fingers, my hands.
Amen.
Thumbs up. Amen.
All right.
Hallelujah.
ATL, who all else do we have with us? All right. Did you hear the question, sir?
What was the question?
The question was, who else do we have with us on the show?
Oh, hold on.
I'm on the show. Good evening, everyone. And there's a 561-398 number.
My 561, that's Ja. Hello, Ja. How you doing, sir?
He said he's going to be on mute because he has some background noise.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
How you doing?
Yeah. Speak.
All right, how you doing?
I was speaking because the 561 number who just called in needs to press 1 to speak.
Okay.
I just said that he's not going to be able to speak.
Oh, okay.
He's just listening in.
All right, well, thanks for joining us.
Okay.
Thanks for joining us. Appreciate you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So let's get into this Donald Trump thing. Let's talk about that.
Woo!
A lot of people are strangely celebrating. Let's get into that. No particular order, but we always let the queens go first.
Well, what topic do you want to say about that? Where do you want to start?
Well, I mean, how'd the whole thing unfold? I mean, the whole thing unfolded. He tried to secure votes, get 11,700 votes for the election. He didn't think he lost. He called someone to try to secure the votes. That leaked, and then trying to overthrow the 2020 election. He didn't concede. He didn't want to concede, which brought about January 6th insurrection, storming the Capitol.
Mm-hmm.
And now it has him to this point of indictment. So, well, what are your thoughts?
Yeah,
well,
I know
mine. And he's in a country club, so he might be on here. So please be careful what you say. He might be on
here. I think he needs to spend more time trying to talk to his lawyers about his case, because they're going to have a heck of a job to try to get him out of that. And from my knowledge, the feds don't go after you unless they got a case like that, a strong case. And I don't know how you sit up and say that you haven't done anything wrong when they got the actual recording of you asking the governor of Georgia to find votes.
I told you might be here. All right. Hello, Six Eyes, Evangelist Clayton. I need prayer. Yes, and everyone else that supports me, ACL, I know you're there. Wolfgang, Six Eyes, I know you support. Now, these other ladies, I don't know. This Nye girl, I don't know about her.
I absolutely do not support you.
Well, you will definitely not be getting a Christmas card from me, or a birthday card for that matter.
That's fine. It's the trees. Coming from you.
She's rude, guys. She's rude. He's rude. Mr. Trump, I just hoping for the best for you and in this situation. One thing I will say, you could tell somebody to, hey, go steal that sweater. It's up to them to go steal that sweater. Mm-hmm. You know, all you said was, we're going to march, and they took it upon themselves to storm the Capitol. You did not, no, I did not, and this is what I'm trying to tell people, don't cut me off, Donald Trump. I'm sorry. You did not tell them to storm the Capitol. No, I did not. Donald, I'm going to say it one more time. I'm sorry. Give me a cook, please. So that's my
Donald Trump never apologizes.
I'm talking right now. Don't interrupt me. Okay.
May I come in?
Oh, you sure can.
Okay. May I? Mr. Trump, we have to have a serious talk here, man.
That's what I'm here for. Hello.
We got a serious issue.
Hi, ATL. How are you?
Yeah. I'm doing great. We got a problem here, man. Who's leaking information that the lady that's trying to get you is sleeping with gang members, and where did that come from? And I wanna know how do you have access to that kind of information, saying that gang members and rap groups and artists are sleeping with the lady who bought you for nine.
Well, the rap guys love me. I've been in all you lived under a rock. I've been in all the rap guys' videos. They love me. They support me.
That's right. That's true.
I'm a star. I'm a star.
Yeah.
Not only am I a star, I was the president of the United States running for 2024. And these allegations are ludicrous. And Ludacris, a good friend of mine, Ludacris.
Do you believe these charges that they're charging you? Do you believe they have some? Can they stick on you, or is it?
Hey, it's like spaghetti.
Or
it's
they
like
just fabricated this thing so they can get you.
ATL, mm-hmm. Do you like spaghetti? ATL.
Oh yeah, man, I love spaghetti, man.
Let me tell you the secret. The secret to the sauce, ATL. If you want the sauce to stick, you don't rinse off the starch. But in this case, the Donald, you throw that spaghetti against the wall, it's going to fall on the floor, and maybe Trumpet can eat it because it won't stick. These charges would not stick. Okay? You can use Gorilla Glue. You can use Crazy Glue. You can use Alien Tape. It would not stick.
Yeah, I think I do actually agree with you on this. I don't think it's going to stick on you. I think that from logic, I think that you might become the next president again. I think you're going to become president of the United States again.
Thank you. What's your name? Lewis,
that's
your
DJ
name.
DJ ATL and Fouse.
Again, we need
leadership like you in the House to try to get some of these problems that we have. Because right now, let's talk about the problems we have. Right now we have an energy problem. We got rent high for people. People can't even afford to live in their houses anymore and they can't pay rent. Let's talk real political. Well, what are the things you're going to do to try to help American families get themselves back together in America?
Well, first off, the economy is very, very bad. And what I propose to do is to make sure all Americans are working. Okay, It is my mission to build tiny homes for the impoverished individuals. Low rent to none possible money allocated toward housing, getting rid of homeless to a large degree is very important to me. Everyone should have a home, a key to turn.
And I agree with that. I like
to lock.
I think that's a great, thank you.
You know what, ATL? We can do a lot of things together. We can sing together, you know, but we cannot talk together at the same time, okay? I think Six Eyes calls that jumping. You just jumped me. You hit me. Please. He's sorry, Donald. Yes, the Six Eyes. So I think those are some great plans to what did you say, Evangelist?
May I say something?
Of course you may.
What about the man that was arrested for sending threats to the judge, and they arrested him? And then what about the woman that made the threat as well too? And they have arrested her.
You're talking about during the insurrection, right, at the Capitol?
Yeah.
Very mean.
The judge
and vicious.
That's on the bench now, the judge that was on the bench, got
yes.
him threatened. They called this home and threatened him. Donald Trump has persuaded them to threaten the judge because the judge was putting him in silence. And so he didn't want the judge on the bench. So he has put a threat out for the judge.
Ma'am, this is Donald. Hello, this is Donald. Now you're talking about me. I'm right here. Alleged. There's no proof in that. Alleged. I love everyone. Okay? And I'm not going to put a threat out to anyone. Okay? Ma'am. Is this the evangelist, the one that just prayed for me? Yes.
But it's not going to do you any good because I saw you holding the Bible and you had it upside down.
Yeah, ma'am, that was the camera. I did not have that Bible upside down. That's the camera. You know,
you
trick
did.
Photography.
Then you stood in front of the church. You just, the father
that,
came out and...
That was Martin Luther King's church. Okay, ma'am. Get me four Cokes now. Uh-oh. You got this man drinking four Cokes now. let's take a commercial break. We'll be right back. We'll be right back. Six Eyes Radio Network.
Oh, my goodness.
ATL, you there? You got the board or no? I guess not. Well, here we go.
Hey, baby. I will be there shortly. Hope you are dressed. Hope the food is ready. Can't wait. Love you. Really? Was it worth it? Now he'll never make dinner, never again, and several people won't make it home. Texting. It can wait. No texting while driving. Brought to you by Six Eyes Radio.
This is Lynn Thompson. All right. You're listening to the Six Eyes Radio Network.
All right, and we are back. Evangelist Clayton, before we left, you had Donald now drinking four Cokes. You need to drink a 12-pack before we get out of here. We don't know. But he's up to four right now.
What do you say?
This is Chris Jasper of the Isley Brothers, and you're listening to Six Eyes Radio.
KTL?
All right. We're back.
Apparently his ears was on delay or sleeping or something. But go ahead and continue with the show.
It's all right. I don't know who might speak again. I don't know. This is Michael Jackson. And I don't know if, okay, well, I'll try it. Okay, so before we left for break, Donald was on his fourth Coke. Will he have a case before we get out of here? Meaning 12. So we'll see. Now, you saw me with the Bible, you said, right?
Yes.
Wasn't it a nice Bible?
He had it upside down.
Wouldn't you like a Bible like that?
No.
Wow.
Yes. I'll send you one. I'll send you one.
I'm back. May I?
You may not do anything until you start hearing Six Eyes when he speaks. Don't be
okay,
a mother. Don't be a
mother. Go ahead.
Oh,
go ahead,
okay. This is for our President of the United States of America, Mr. Donald Trump. And I think it's very important for us, because he's going to become our president again, and we already know that. So
he is the former president of the United States.
Okay. All right.
Get her out of here. What's her name? I didn't want to hear next week. What's her name?
Okay, President, a former president, whatever we want to say, but let's talk about this. What are your ideas going as far as getting Russia on the same page and North Korea back on the same page in America, and trying to keep them from trying to affect the dollar bill and trying to take the dollar bill out? So what is your take on that?
Not necessarily trying to take anyone out. We just need to work together and shake hands and make up. That's it. It's not that complicated. If Ukraine would have stayed buddies with Russia, okay? The minute they got some power, Russia had a problem with it. And now here we are. They played in the sandbox together, ATL. They were friends. They shared sandwiches together, buddy. Now they won't even share this Coke that I'm drinking right now.
Right. Another question.
They rather step up.
This is going to be the last question.
They rather pour it out,
ATL. I know everybody wants to ask the questions. But I have to ask you,
did you hear me,
about
ATL?
The Proud Boys. The Proud Boys is very important.
ATL.
Go ahead.
ATL, listen to me. You open up a nice code Coke, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's two glasses there. They will not drink it. They won't drink it, but I will.
So another question I'm going to ask you. I think it's very important for me to ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
What's the future outcome for Proud Boys? Are you going
you
to, once you become president again, are you going
I
to
did,
take
I
care
did,
of all those people?
I didn't listen to me. Listen to me. I denounce the Proud Boys. The Proud Boys are like the Stump Sisters. I'm sorry, it's only one left. Because one of the Stump Sisters, Stumper for Trump, died. So there's only one Stump Sisters left, and I got a handful of the Proud Boys who are trying to... I'm getting elevated. I'm sorry. I have a handful of the Proud Boys who are standing with me. That's it. Wow.
Well, I'm shocked that he's disowning the Proud Boys, but I thought that if he become president, he was going to get them all out and try to get a lot of the lot of things. But this is before I go. This is my closing question. Is most of the politicians in the Republican Party and Democrat Party corrupt? And is it truly a swamp?
Do you know who I am?
Yes.
Do you know I'm Donald J. Trump?
Yes.
Yes, you know that, right?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay. Now, as far as the Republicans, nice people. The Democrats are nice, too. I'd share a sandwich with them. I would. No more questions. That's it. See you in 2024. Okay. So that was Donald here on the 6 Hours Radio Network. Phone lines are open, 424-243-9617. Press the 1, join the conversation. Wow. So was all your questions ATL? Now he's turned deaf again. If you're having trouble hearing, visit your audiologist and get your ears cleaned. Thanks. Brought to you by the 6 Eyes Radio Network. So, Evangelist Clayton, what's going on in Florida?
Ooh, it was 95 degrees today. It was warm today. Warm today, I tell you. And it's just so much going on, but I thank God Almighty that God is still keeping us and no complaints. You know, we've been had, like tonight is coming like in the 70, 75 and so forth, but it was 95 today. And everything is pretty low-key. They're practicing, you know, the university there. They're having pre-games and so forth now. So a lot is going on now as well, too. And the universities are filling up with new freshmen
right.
and sophomores. And so there's so much going on. So much going on now with the university. Schools are back in. The buses are running. School bus drivers are shortage, you know.
Yeah.
So there's so much going on. So much going on, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
The wheels on the bus are supposed to go round and round, but right now they're
all
the
round and around. Yeah.
Yeah.
Round and around. It's tough, so. But through it all, we're doing well. We're doing well. Thank God Almighty.
Yeah. And shout out to AJ and the squad. Hello, 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 hello.
Hey, hello, hello. Well, we're getting lined back up and everybody, you know, checking book bags and everything, you know, doing the checkpoints and so forth. And so, you know, they ask for clear book bags.
I think that's a good idea, those clear book bags. But I just hope they're sturdy, you know, because, I mean, especially in high school, you know, they got to – the book bags have to match, you know, because even in eighth grade, you know, those books, you got, you know, pretty nice amount of books.
Right.
Unless they used to do, like with us, we would have, like, if we're doing reading, so reading one – week one would be reading, then we'll have science, then we'll have spelling. And we didn't carry all our books home at the same time. If we were doing reading, we were doing reading, spelling, science. And that's about all we would have in there was, like, the one book in our folders.
Right.
And then, you know, we had the little book, the little homework book where your parents had to sign to make sure you did the assignment. And then, you know, of course, your pencils and pens.
Uh-huh. But, you know, I just hope the book bags aren't cheaply made.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, that wouldn't be good.
Right.
And, you know, people might think that's, you know, not cool to have clear book uh-huh. bags, but that will cut down on people bringing weapons to school.
Right,
know?
Exactly.
And that's the most important thing. And, you know, it's my prayer that, you know, God puts a hedge of protection around the school coming to and from, protect the students, the faculty, and staff, because that's what's going to be needed. In order for them to become our future, they have to live to become the future.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what you're from the 6 Hours Radio Network.
That's right.
As they go back to school. Yeah.
That's right.
The little journeys of the world, you know, your grandkid, you know.
Yes. Yes,
my little great nephew, Montario,
uh-huh.
you know, he just turned a year. So he's
what
enjoying the world.
In?
He's just 1 year old.
Okay.
Yeah, this is my great nephew. So he's only been around for a little while.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
And they don't say babies long, I tell you.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, we'll stay baby song.
That's our future.
Yeah.
Now, what was you going to say?
I said, yeah, they're our future. They are our future.
Yeah. You know, and somebody told us the same thing. We were their future, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, it's like a cycle.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Now, shifting gears, going to nostalgia TV, I have been watching The Waltons. I love that show.
Mm-hmm.
And it was an episode. Now it all makes sense now.
Why?
On Good Times, when Keith and Thelma got married.
Mm-hmm.
And you remember JJ borrowed money from Sweet Daddy Williams to pay for the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
So when they came back to get the money, you know, Keith Legg was broke, so he couldn't really do nothing. And Sweets mm-hmm. and his goons came there, and they was going to just try to, you know, take stuff.
Right.
So it was the part where he said, I don't believe this. The Black Waltons. And Miss Evans said, they're nice. We're mean. Now, watching the Waltons, he was on there. Sweet Daddy Williams, Theodore, his name is Theodore something.
Uh-huh.
He was on there. So now it all makes sense why he said that part. He gave a plug to him being on that particular episode. And the particular episode he was on is when they were going to hunt. They were going to hunt, and John Boy, he was excited about going, but when it came for him to shoot that turkey, John Boy couldn't do it.
Uh-huh.
And that particular episode, he was at.
Wow.
Anybody else want to jump in here? Wolfgang, you want to jump in here? You've been mighty quiet tonight, sir. Any thoughts,
well,
any
technically,
comments?
I don't remember that episode 6 because I know what you're talking about, but I just don't remember that particular episode.
Yeah, that was a good episode, man. Every episode came on so far was good. When the girl met the guy, the singer, you remember that episode?
I remember one where a singer was on there, but I don't remember exactly that one either. But I remember an episode there was a singer on it, yeah.
Yeah, his name was Jesse. And the oldest daughter fell in love with him. She was 16, wanted to run away with him, and she did run away with him.
Mm.
And he had to, you know, get her back home. But she was ready to leave and run away with him.
Wow.
So, yeah, so it's every episode I watch has been good so far. And I like the one with the bootleggers, where those grannies was bootlegging that liquor. Do you remember that? Any of you? You remember that episode?
I don't remember that one.
Yeah, I think I remember that one.
Honey, was that the one where one of the characters ran away from them? Or that he beat on them or something? I might be getting up mixed up here.
Yeah, I think you got that one mixed up, Rue.
What did she say?
Something about somebody getting beat up on. I said, that's the wrong. I think she's got the wrong one with the bootleggers. I think that's mixed up.
Yeah, I just happened to think
John Boy did get into a fight with somebody. It wasn't that episode, though. It wasn't that particular episode, but he did get into a fight with somebody. But this particular episode, John Boy was taking the truck to go up there and help these women bootleg this liquor, and their cousin ended up stealing the moonshine. So they were looking for him, and they was gonna have this big party, and they sent out the invitations and everything, and they ordered 12 cases of mason jars for the liquor, and John Boy said, "Ma'am, I think you need to go in there and look at your inventory." And when they went in there, it was gone. The cousin had took the liquor and stole the truck. So he ran off with it, and they end up canceling the party because they said the invitations never got to the people. And the ones that it did went to, a lot of them had passed on. So they ended up having all this food. And so the lady said, you know, they haven't seen no children in so long. So one of the ladies asked John Boy, they said, well, you know, we got all this food here, and I don't want them to go to waste. She said, do you think it's possible you could come back and bring your siblings and your mom and dad? So when they got back, Of course, John Sr., he was against it. He's like, we're not going to go there and blah, 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 blah. Well, couldn't we go there, honey? I could put on my gray dress and you could put on your shirt. Can we, honey? I guess we can. All right, kids, get ready. And they went on and went over to the people's house and surprised them, and they had a good time, and that's how it ended. But that was a good one too, because it all happened where they wanted to. They had never seen the talkies. All they was used to the silent films. So in the midst of them doing that, the grandfather, Grandpa Walton, you know, took them to see the movie. And during that time, you know, after that, they can't start doing the moonshine. But it was a good episode. And with that, I'm complete. Okay. I think we're going to call this a night because apparently you all are sleepy. So I
want
to thank
Did you still want me and Ruth to do? You want Ruth to do her?
Well, I mean, hell, I'm up here talking to y'all, and it's like y'all falling asleep.
I ain't sleep. I don't know who's sleeping.
Well,
I got to figure out who Mike that is on.
Uh-huh.
All right, y'all take it over.
But,
I'm here. Y'all take it over.
But I do have a question. Remember the question I wanted to ask? I got to ask Wolfgang: is the Earth flat?
No, it's round.
Sure?
Well, they've proven that with spacecraft that went up there and even other rockets that went up there that took photographs. It's definitely round.
It's definitely round, okay. The reason why I ask that is that could it be also delusional, because now they're saying something different. They're saying that the Earth is mentally because they did put a whole bunch of cameras in a whole bunch of different places, and they're saying the sun's not popping up right where it travels. That's why I'm asking you now, because now they're changing the story and saying that it's possibility is not.
Well, it's easy to figure that out. All you got to do is if you're in, like, the eastern United States, you take, like, a pole, okay? A pole or a post, and you stick it in the ground at a certain time of day. And if you got an 8-foot post at perfect noon, it won't cast a shadow. But yet over in California, at the same exact moment you call your friend in California and they have a post that's 8 foot tall, it's going to cast a shadow. The only way that occurs, and the way to prove that to yourself, take like a basketball or something like that. And you take two little posts and glue them onto the basketball, shine in a dark room, shine a light onto that ball, and you'll see exactly what happens. If you got the one post and the light is perfectly shined directly straight down on that post, the other one, it will show a shadow, while the other one, there's no shadow. That proves the same thing. Scientific fact. See, it doesn't matter what a camera on ground level looks like, because it's going to appear in certain places that, oh, well, it looks flat. But no, all you have to have is two places that are far apart, like California and in the eastern United States, like Georgia, you put an 8-foot post in each place in the ground perfectly level, straight up and down, vertical, and you watch what happens with the sun at a particular time of day, specifically at noon, in the one place, and then call your buddy in California who has a post there, and you'll find what I'm talking about is fact. That's what they call science.
Yeah, yeah. If I could chime in on that one.
Interesting.
Answered it for me. You answered it perfect for me. I'm glad you guys got that. Thank you so much. Thank you, Wolfgang.
I told you he would know. I told you he would know.
Yeah, I don't know. My mic,
believe it or not, ATL, believe it or not, that experiment was done not 10 years ago, not 100 years ago, several hundred years ago by a guy. And he wasn't really a scientist. He had heard that sun at a certain time of day at high noon would go right down the shaft of a well on a certain day and leave no shadow. But yet over about 600 miles or more away, on the same exact day, at the same exact time, in that other place, there would be a shadow in that well. Okay? And so he actually paced off by foot. He walked from point A to point B, and then he took and he did the calculations using a 360-degree, and he calculated it right down to the inch, and he did the mathematics on it, and he said this is how big the Earth had to be in order for one place to not have a shadow and the other place to have a shadow at that particular angle in order for it to do that, and proved that the Earth was round.
Is that right?
And that's been done over several hundred years ago.
Huh, okay.
So that experiment has already been done.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, since we're talking about shadows and the Earth, do you think anybody ever really landed on the moon?
Well, it's actually been documented that they have. They had photographs of them actually on the moon. Now, some people say, oh, well, that was television and people doing TV magic and all that nonsense. But there have been books by the actual people who went up in the spacecraft, who landed there, who returned.
Okay. Well, if that's the case, if there's no gravity on Earth, okay, how is the flag moving?
Okay. Well, now let me explain. See, on Earth, yes, you have gravity and you have wind that would make a flag flutter. But on the moon, they did not use a regular flag as we know it. They had a flag on a staff, but the flag had a boom on it that held the flag out. They had to make that special because there was no wind and only one-sixth Earth gravity on the moon. They had to use a boom to hold that out.
Oh.
And the flag was actually not cloth. It was like a different material, like plastic, that they made that out of. So that was not your ordinary flag that they put up there. When they put that in the moon surface, that was not your traditional flag like you go over here to the store, buy a cloth flag with a metal or wooden post and hook it onto your house or stick it in the ground and you pull on the rope and your flag goes up to the top of the flagpole. That's not the same thing. We're talking a whole different type of flag.
Gotcha. Okay.
They had to use something different because of the moon surface and the type of place they were in.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Even though, yeah, it had the traditional stripes in the exact spots they were supposed to be, the stars in the right places where they were supposed to be, the blue in the right place, it looked like our American flag, but the only difference was it was made of different material, and it had a boom that held it out into the position they wanted it so that it would look like it was flying. And as to how we could prove that the moon has been landed on, now, if you've been to some of the laboratories, they've got actual proof. First off, how would they know the exact measurements from here to the moon by laser? Somebody had to land on the moon to put the laser reflectors there so the laser could bounce off it and come back to Earth. That's how they measure it. And they've proven that the moon, see, way back in history past, some monks noticed something hit the moon and explode, and a part of the moon turned blackish color, okay? And the scientist said, well, if something hit it like a meteorite, it should be making the moon sway like a bell, okay? Well, when they actually put these laser reflectors on the moon and started measuring it, they actually have found proof that the moon is swaying like a bell. You can't see it. I can't see it by just looking up at the moon, but that's exactly what it's doing.
That's exactly what it's doing.
So that's another proof that they have landed on the moon, not to mention the moon rocks that they brought back, which are in different laboratories, including the Genesis rock.
Nobody getting in here.
So,
anybody can hear me on here.
Yeah, I hear you. Go ahead.
Hey, Ed.
Oh, okay. Yeah, this is a job, man. I want to chime in on that about the
I just want to say one thing. I am complete, and I thank you, Wolfgang, for answering a lot of the questions about space. Also answering the question about the moon. And definitely asking the question, is the world Earth flat? Because there's a lot of new questions out here that people are now answering it again, and they forgot the facts. All right, I'm going to pass the ball back to you guys. Are we going to do the scam report to try to educate people on scams?
Yeah, I got something.
All
well,
right.
There was someone speaking before you cut him off, ATL.
Yeah. This is Jive. What's up with Jive?
I'm sorry.
All right. Yeah, but what I wanted to say was about the Earth being round or flat. They say it's neither round nor flat. It's oblongated, like the human skull, the Earth. You know, what you think about that, you know, that it's oblongated. It's neither round nor flat, but oblongated, like our skull.
That's true. They have proven that it's kind of not a perfect sphere, but it is kind of, you know, a little oblong. And, in fact, as the Bible says, it talks about the four corners of the earth. There are four corners. Okay? So there are four high places on the earth that are the four corners of the earth. So there, that is true, as the Bible says, too. So, like you're saying, no, it's not perfectly round like a ball, but there are certain high places, and there, and it is a little oblong. So, yeah.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, I'm just chiming in right there. Hopefully y'all doing good tonight. I've been listening in on the shows. Had the big screen up on watching some football, so it was kind of noisy for
good,
a minute.
Brother.
In the
how
background.
You doing?
I'm all doing right. Pretty good. What's up with the six?
What's going on, bro? How you doing?
Oh, chilling. We're sitting there watching some football, man. Yeah.
All right. Who's your team?
My team is actually the Raiders, but Dallas Cowboys and the Seahawks is playing preseason game right now.
Okay.
Cool,
I like
cool,
Dallas.
Cool.
She said, all right, Dallas. You know how them Dallas fans is.
Mm-hmm. I'm a Dallas fan for life.
Oh,
my father had a contract to play for the Dallas Cowboys, so.
America's team. I like saying about like the Trump supporters.
Well, I don't know about that, but okay.
Did you say Dallas and child support?
No, I said the Trump supporters.
Oh, Trump supporters, okay. Okay. Well, he was on here a little earlier. I don't know. I know Queen Knott pissed him off, so he might not be back. I don't know, you know. He comes here and she's rude to him. I don't understand why. And she finds it funny. And I don't understand why. See there?
He's rude to America.
Yeah. So I take it Miss Nicole ain't online tonight.
I don't think so.
Nope. She's not.
Yeah, so she ain't bringing us up. Juicy weather report, Miss PNJ.
Well, you know, California sounds like it's getting ready to get hit with a bad storm. So
is that right?
Yeah, I'm getting worried because I got relatives down there in San Diego.
Yeah, well, mine are in San Bernardino County. So, what are they talking about? L.A. area.
Well, just say a prayer for L.A. Say a prayer for all of L.A. and just hope there's no casualties.
Yeah.
Well, Ruth, as long as you don't go down there blowing too much hot air, they'll be all right.
Oh, funny, darling. You are such fun. So, anyway, how am I going to get down there, sweetheart? We're going to do take a plane. I don't have
Ruth
that kind of
on,
Wow.
Are we having fun yet? You're silly.
Wow. Wow. I love it. I love it.
Yeah, he's a
dog. Yeah. If I could chime in for one more second, they said picture
all
of that flag on the moon. They say that's just a picture, man, recorded in a studio where they had a band and everything blowing, but nobody ever was on the moon. You know, what do you think about that?
You hear that, Wolfgang?
Well, the facts are they were, and that's they got all those laser reflectors up there. They're able to measure from Earth to Moon, and they were able to measure the Moon, how it is swaying like a belt. They got all kinds of scientific data. So they got more to prove that it actually – that they've been there than the proof of all these skeptics who say they weren't.
Yeah.
They've got the science.
They say the man couldn't survive on the Moon.
Well, of course not. That's why they wore spacesuits. Because they couldn't have, if they would have stepped out of the limb without a spacesuit, they would have died instantly.
Oh, okay.
See, that's the
you
point.
Lie.
That's true enough. That's why, believe it or not, when they stepped out of the limb, okay, there's between their body weight and their spacesuit, they would have weighed on Earth over 300 to almost 400 pounds, but on the moon surface, they weighed only maybe 100, 150 pounds. That's it.
Yeah.
Because it's 1/6 gravity.
Yeah, I get it, but I just, you know, I don't think I'll ever be able to understand it fully without being able to experience it myself.
Well, that's the point. None of us would be able to understand it unless we've been there. And it's like saying, well, hey, I don't understand a person who's over there living right next to a volcano, okay? Well, unless you've lived right next to a volcano, or if you've lived on the eastern seaboard and you'd never experienced a earthquake, you ain't going to know what it's like unless you've been to California and been there for a while during an earthquake.
Yeah, well, out here in Oklahoma, man, you know, we have earthquakes quite often, too. So,
right,
you know,
but since you're in Oklahoma, okay, I'll give you another example. You can't say, well, I know what it's like to go through a hurricane, like on the eastern seaboard.
Indeed,
right, and you can't
indeed.
Say, well, they don't exist. I can't believe there's real things such as an hurricane, but they really exist. Just because you ain't experienced it, or because you haven't experienced an Alberta Clipper like we got here in Ashtabula, Ohio, in the northern part of Ohio that's right up along the lake, just because you ain't experienced it doesn't mean it don't happen.
Yeah, most definitely. Most definitely. I agree with you.
Well, that's the same thing with there were men who did actually land on the moon. Well, just because we didn't experience it personally doesn't mean it didn't happen. And there'll be always skeptics who say, well, it didn't happen. Well, that's because they didn't land on the moon and they just want to try to make a name for themselves.
Yeah, exactly. But there's a difference between not happening and not understanding. You know, I said I wouldn't fully understand it unless I experienced it for myself to comprehend it, you know. So I'm just basically going on somebody else's opinion, you know, somebody that experienced it.
Right. Well, I didn't experience it, but having studied the space program as long as I have, hey, I understand, you know, at least I understand looking at the science that they brought back, et cetera, I know that, hey, they had to have been there because – they wouldn't have the proof of these different things without the stuff that they've done. Okay, for example, the shuttle it was the shuttle that launched the Hubble Space Telescope. Well, it took astronauts to do that. We can't say they haven't been out in space if the shuttle hadn't been out there.
Yeah. I agree with you. I know that they say certain things like that, but they also say certain things like that man could not even, that the space shuttle would have been destroyed in space, you know, through the elements of space, that it would have been destroyed. It would have been impossible for them to hit that mark and actually survive and make it back.
Well, at first, the critics said that, but with the science that they put forth to actually study what they had to study, they had to put the appropriate, what they call heat tiles on it, on the outside, in order for it to survive reentry. And what happened, okay, for example, on Columbia, when it came back, what happened on the way during launch, believe it or not, a piece of foam rubber the size of a suitcase hit the left-hand wing, okay, along the front edge, knocked a part of the heat tiles loose, which allowed the hot gases during reentry to get inside that wing, and it melted all the structures, and that's what caused Columbia to break up over California all the way through Texas.
Oh, wow.
That's what caused that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
A piece of foam rubber. Had that foam rubber that came off the external tank, had that not hit Columbia, it would have went into space, and it would have returned safely. On the Challenger, what caused that problem was the engineers warned them it was too cold to launch because the O-rings were too cold to seat into their grooves where they were supposed to be there to be a flame barrier from the hot gases inside the booster rocket to the outside.
Yeah.
Engineer said, don't launch, don't launch, don't launch. The higher up said, nah, it'll be okay. We got a redundancy, blah, blah, blah. And they went ahead and overrode the engineers. Then the very morning of launch, even Rockwell, who put together the orbiter, the actual space shuttle, said there's too much ice, debris, and stuff on the launch platform. Too much. It may hit the orbiter. It could ruin the heat protective tiles. Don't launch. They override their engineers. They launch anyway.
Yeah.
What happened? The O-rings did not seat when they were supposed to. It got started up going into its launch sequence. The O-rings did not seat, but they managed to seal because they evaporated, but they made like a seal. But when they hit what they call max Q, or the maximum dynamic pressure, the seal broke. The hot gases from the booster racket escaped through there, burned the strut between the booster rocket and the external tank like a blowtorch, cut the strut,
yeah,
and then burned into, yeah, the external tank, and boom, the whole thing exploded.
Oh, wow.
And that's how it happened. Just as the engineers for the O-ring said, don't launch, don't launch, they're not going to work. And they were right. All along, they said, don't launch. And the thing about the space shuttle, unlike the German version of the same thing, the space shuttle that the Germans designed, theirs had an escape rocket that in the event of something happening during launch, they could extract their crew module and get it away from the rockets. But when we built our space shuttle, they took that away.
Yeah.
And the crew had no way to escape, and when it exploded, they died.
Wow. Wow. So do you think that there are different forms of life on different planets?
Now, as to that question, so far, they have not proved anywhere. They have not proved that. Although there are some who believe that it is possible, but so far it has not been proved. Now, so as to the question, I can't say yes or no, but according to me being a minister, The Bible does not teach that there's life on other planets. So I'm going to have to go with the Bible says. It doesn't say anything about that. And since there's no other proof, I'm going to have to go with the answer of no, unless it's proven wrong. Until then, I'm going to go with what I know.
Okay. Okay, I can agree with that. You know, because they say the Earth is 93 million miles away from the sun, right? So, and that's speaking, you know, light has the ability to change its course, you know, according to the intelligent observer. So with this light, you know, lightning, the speed of light being shot out there and projected, you know, you don't think that they could have snapped some type of picture like that and made this lightning effect?
No, I don't think that's possible, because first off, you'd have to have a very strong camera and very strong equipment to get a picture, you know, from whatever. And most of the other galaxies are too far off to get. I mean, imagine yourself trying to take a picture of the stripes on a basketball from Georgia while the ball is in California. With a camera and a telescope.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about. I mean, we're talking virtually impossible. Okay? No matter how good a telescope you got, no matter how good your digital camera is hooked up to that thing, you're not going to be able to do it. Okay? First off, we got all the atmospheric pollution, et cetera, and even with the Hubble Space Telescope, which is above our atmosphere, it cannot see far enough into the farthest galaxies. All it could pick up is the suns that are around in those other galaxies, okay, which are stars, basically. The other stars are basically suns. But it cannot pick up the planets, if there are any, because those planets, just like ours, don't give off light of their own. So it'd be like trying to take a picture of a basketball in a dark room, and then trying to find a fly on that basketball.
Yeah. So you agree with that the moon is a reflection of the sun?
Yes, that's what it is. It reflects the sunlight off the moon's surface, which reflects back to us. And because the moon is a lot closer than a planet, say 4 billion light years from here.
So the moon basically could be like a mirror.
Yeah, that's what it is. Because of the lighter moon dust and stuff that's on it, the surface of the moon rock and stuff that's there, it acts as a reflector. While, for example, the moons around Jupiter, since they're farther away, you can't see those with the naked eye. You may need a very strong telescope, but even then you don't usually able to see them unless you got a real good telescope, okay?
Yeah. Yeah,
okay, I mean, you have to ever. I'm talking about usually the kind of telescope you need to go to is like Telemar, okay? We're talking space observatories where they have like a 200-inch telescope or something like that. We're talking huge telescopes, not your little average dime store telescope you go over here to Walmart and buy. We're not talking about that little thing. We're talking about the real big monsters. That's
man,
what we're talking
you,
about.
I'm with you on that. Yeah, man, I was just getting your perspective on that, you know, since y'all was bringing that conversation up, you know, just kind of getting your perspective on that. I appreciate it.
Okay. Well, if you're a complete guy, I'm ready for Ruthie.
Yeah, they probably all in the bed by now.
All right, Ruthie, you ready?
Yeah, I can go now if you guys are ready.
Go ahead, Ruth.
Give me a second. I just got to grab the little item. Here it is. Okay. Like I said, I'm getting to the end, but I'm going to find some more in the future here. Okay, the one I have for tonight, it's called, I guess you guys can hear me. These are will and funeral scams. Be aware of these common signs of will and funeral scams. You're told that you must buy all services and burial materials as part of a package. You agree to prepay for funeral and burial services, but the company that you pay to handle it uses your money for other purposes instead. Aggressive sales tactics to get you to prepay for your burial, sell your trusts, or write your will. Take steps to protect yourself. Research and interview several service providers. Get price lists so that you can make comparisons. Read the contract before you sign and get all promises in writing. Don't leave blank spaces. For more information or to file a complaint, contact the Federal Trade Commission or your state consumer protection office. I think I said something else here. I'm almost there. That ain't it. Okay. There's another one. Well, those are frauds against servicemen. I don't know if you guys have any servicemen that have been frauded, but we can get that one. Service members, especially new enlistees, are appealing targets for scammers. They receive a steady paycheck plus reenlistment bonuses and deployment pay. In addition, military families move frequently and do not know which sellers to avoid. Scam artists also know that military personnel are required to keep their finances in good shape and may be more likely to pay a fake debt to keep their finances in good standing. Take steps to protect yourself and your finances. Be wary of sellers or investment professionals that use their connection to the military to make a safe, see beware, affinity fraud. Protect yourself from identity theft by changing your mailing address when you are restationed. Contact the credit reporting agencies to place an active duty alert on your account. This limits the ability of ID thieves to apply for credit while a service member is deployed. Know your rights. The Service Member Civil Relief Act extends consumer rights to service personnel. There's an added protection from default judgments, as well as the ability to cancel contracts and leases. Visit www.dmdc.osd.mil/appj/scra for more information. So next time, I think I might have a little longer one, but that's a shorter one tonight. So hope everybody's all right, and we'll have fun here. You still in there, honey?
All right. Now, Six, if you're still on, I've got your song ready for you. I want to see if you know who this artist is. Are you ready?
Are you ready to try to stump me?
Yep. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
We want to see if you know who this artist is. So listen to the whole song. That way it gives you time to see if you can figure him out. Okay.
Okay.
Like
all
I
right.
said, if you've been listening to the Wednesday night service, Wednesday night show, you'd probably have heard him before. So let's see if you know who he is.
Okay.
Headed for vacation, one for higher education, and two of them were searching for lost souls. That driver never ever saw the stop sign. And 18-wheelers can't stop on a dime. There are three wooden crosses on the right side of the highway. Not four of them, heaven worth it, not what you take. When you leave this world behind you, it's what you leave behind you when you go. That farmer left to harvest a home and 80 acres, the faith and love for growing things in his young son's heart. And that teacher left her wisdom in the minds of lots of children, and did her best to give them all a better start. And that preacher whispered, can't you see the promised land? As he laid his bloodstained Bible in that hooker's hand. There are three wooden crosses on the right side of the highway. Why there's not four of them, heaven only knows. I guess it's not what you take when you leave this world behind you. It's what you leave behind you when you go.
So who is the artist?
Garth Brooks.
That's Willie Nelson, man.
Nope.
It got to be Hank Williams, then.
Nope, not Hank Williams.
That wasn't Roy Orbison, was it?
Nope.
George Strait.
Nope.
I'm way off then.
It wasn't Darius Rucker, was it?
Nope.
Oh, wow. We batting a thousand, y'all.
Yeah, I heard that song before, man. I'm familiar with the song, just can't remember the artist. Clint Black.
Nope.
wow.
I'm having fun.
Hold on, let's see. What other country singer is it? It wasn't Johnny Cash.
Nope, not Johnny Cash.
Was it Charlie Pride?
Nope.
But he's a country artist, though.
We know it wasn't Kenny Rogers. That ain't Kenny.
No.
Rogers. We know. I know his voice. I know it wasn't him. Was it? I know that guy. What's the guy that had the restaurant? Were Roy Rogers?
No.
Oh, I don't know so many more country singers. Ronnie Millsap.
No.
It'll be next Saturday. I'll still be naming names.
Hey, Kenny.
Huh?
Could I give him a hint? And it would be one that would probably surprise him, and he'd probably know then.
Huh?
I'm gonna love you forever and ever, amen.
Now, he also sang that song.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys will probably know that now.
I still don't know it. Yeah, you know it.
Oh, Kenny Rogers.
Nope.
Nah,
but I'll give you a hint. When he said Ronnie Millsap, the first letter of Ronnie Millsap, the first letter of his first name, is the first letter of this artist's name.
Randy Travis.
That's it, Randy Travis.
Yeah, we decided to be nice.
Randy Travis sang Three Wooden Crosses.
Yeah. Okay. I like that song.
Honey, doesn't he also do that Long Back Train?
No.
Who was that?
I'd have to look that up, but I think that was Clint something.
You're probably right. We just have to look among our records, huh? Yeah, we got lots of music around here.
Dumb Six Eyes with another country song. The song was by Randy Travis, Three Crosses. All right. Wow.
And then, like I said, next week we're really going to probably stump the whole crew next week with the song that I've got picked out.
I bet you won't give me no hints till then either, I bet.
I'm even going to have Ruth stumped.
Well, that's probably
will. Wolfgang, why do I feel like you're enjoying this?
Because I am.
Okay.
You guys got to have fun.
Okay, I'll definitely stump you with My Daddy's Records coming up, so just stay tuned.
Knowing you, with the genre that you do, Six, you probably would have me stumped a bunch of times, but the particular genre I'm using and actually the song that I'll be using next week, like I said, it's a real old song, and so get rehearsed on your real, really, really old songs, because this one's a real oldie.
Yeah.
Oldie but goodie.
Because this one was the one that I'm thinking about for next week. This one was produced probably, at least it was sung way back long before your daddy was alive.
Come here, Trump.
Oh, my. Oh, my. We got to hear that one. This DJ ATL, we got to hear that one.
Yeah.
So.
Well.
Stay
What's
tuned
up,
for next week. We'll see. I even have ATL all stumped next week, too.
Yeah, definitely. So are we gonna go ahead and close the show out?
Yeah, we're going to get ready to get out of here. So I want to thank everybody who tuned in tonight. John, thank you. Always a pleasure. For the rest of the crew, enjoy the rest of your night. I want to thank everybody that tuned in, going to tune in later on. You just enjoy kicking it with Six Eyes, ATL, and the crew. And y'all. All right, y'all take care. Good night. Lord, watch over us as we sleep. Evangelist Clayton, thank you. Watch over us as we sleep. And catch you tomorrow for the Six Eyes Gospel Show.
All right, y'all. Sleep well.
Good night.
Love you guys. Bye-bye.
All right.